Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
75 years ago, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, with 12 founding members, was established to preserve transatlantic peace. Over the past 7 decades, NATO helped prevent the Iron Curtain from enveloping the free nations of Western Europe, helped avert war with the Soviet Union, and helped newly independent nations walk the path to democracy, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken at an event in Brussels marking NATO's 75th anniversary.
We are indebted to the millions of soldiers, sailors, aviators, whose courage and willingness to put their lives on the line have given weight to our sacred commitment to defend one another.
Over the years, new challenges have emerged that the founders of NATO could not possibly have foreseen. But the alliance is meeting those threats by adapting together, said Secretary Blinken.
Over the past 3 years, we've enhanced our deterrence. We've reinforced our eastern flank. We've ramped up investments in our defense industrial capacity. We've launched a new strategic concept. We've welcomed 2 exceptionally capable new members. All work that our leaders will carry forward at the Washington summit in July.
Secretary Blinken reiterated that NATO is a defensive alliance. It's never had and it never will have designs on the territory of another country.
As Truman said at the founding, the purpose of this defensive alliance is to allow us to get on with the real business of life, the real business of government, the real business of society, achieving a fuller and happier life for all our citizens. In that way, the true measure of NATO's success is not merely the enemies that it's deterred or the territory it's defended, but all the ways our citizens have used their security, used their freedom to improve their lives in tangible ways.
No wonder that democracies continue to make great sacrifices to join this alliance, said Secretary Blinken. So as we celebrate this extraordinary alliance, let's recommit ourselves to shoring up the foundations of peace, as well as anticipating new and emerging threats. Finally, said Secretary Blinken, let us together protect all we've built in 75 years under NATO's shield and ensure that it remains strong to keep building for the next 75 years and well beyond that.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.